This recording, California 7, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onorov, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with the cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I am from the Diné tribe, Navajo. My mom and dad are both Navajo, so they met at Riverside Sherman Indian School, a boarding school. But my mom's from Manuelito, I think New Mexico or Arizona. And my dad's from Seattle in New Mexico. I've probably gone there like maybe less than 10 times in my lifetime. I'm 36 right now, so when I was younger, I never really liked going out there because it was always hour by hour, minute by minute, second by second for me, which took forever. So I was like, I don't want to be here. There's no TV. There's no electricity, there's no running water, you know, what am I going to do out here, you know, and, you know, I didn't like it, you know, all I wanted to do the first couple of hours was like, I want to go home, but now that I've gone there recently, I think since 2010 we've been back there every year, so now that I'm older, I just embrace everything, like everything, it's just, I don't want to come back, you know, it smells different. It's a lot cleaner. I love when it rains and you can smell the dirt and everything from miles away. Quiet. You can hear the animals, you know, the sheep, goats, horses, cows. You can smell like the plants, you know. Before I never used to be like, oh my gosh, I'm making my shoes dirty. But now it's like, I don't care, you know. So I like going out there now. It's like, I don't want to leave.